to the adventure on Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
Broken hearts, rivers that run dry. Just let me breathe a little deeper.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest from over on the other side of the pond again. We keep traveling everywhere today without going anywhere, but that's typical of the last year. So let's welcome to the show Laz from Seek Harbor. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm absolutely amazing, and I hope you're well too.
Yes, I'm well because it looks like we're going to have some live music this year.
It does look that way, definitely. Yeah, it's looking promising for shows and potential festivals, man. It's looking good.
Yeah, so what's it feel like to be you that you haven't even played a live show yet? Like, for a band, I mean, to not... Usually that's the first thing you ever do.
Yeah, that's very true. It's the first thing you ever do. It's a strange feeling for us because not only have we not played a live show, but we've not actually even had a band practice. So we've just started dipping our toes into the water of band practice. And I say again, for the first time as a band. So we're taking it cautiously, but enjoying every step of it as well and exciting to get to it.
So that's even weird to me too. Like you guys are producing great songs without even being able to have band practice.
That's it. Yeah. Well, when we released the first track, when we were last on the show with you, it was released and then lockdowns happened. So we've been forced to not be able to band practice. So it was only, I think it was 2 days ago. Our guitarist and drummer got into the studio together and started really just sort of getting nitty gritty with the whole sort of like actually behind instruments vibe of it. So it's exciting stuff. Yeah.
And you'll be releasing a new single coming up here in a little less than a month on June 18th.
We've got the new single coming out. It's very exciting to, again, it's been a long time since we released something original, and we've been in the studio, we've been writing, recording, and we've got the new single coming out. So yeah, we're really hyped about that big time.
Yeah, so I was thinking about this. Okay, if our listeners go and check out a couple of your videos that are already out, it amazes me the thousands of views that you have without ever having done a live show nor a band practice. Like that I know bands out there that, you know, they get maybe a few hundred views and they have played live and they have practiced. So I can't imagine what's going to happen once you guys are in full force.
Yeah, it's a bizarre one, if I'm honest with you. It's we're so overwhelmed with the support we've had for a band that almost sort of like, I feel like I've cheated the system because, you know, we haven't done the nitty gritty yet. And we've done, you know, we're getting the views that we're getting. So we're very sort of humble about it and we're very sort of like overwhelmed by it. But at the same time, we're very passionate to get out there and get playing the shows and sort of show that we can back it up with a really good live performance as well. So yeah, we're working hard on that.
Yeah, and I think over there in the UK, you guys need live performances more than we do because I got to tell you, you guys have had it rough.
Yeah, it's been, the last 2 years have been a tough one for the music industry. You know, venues have shut down, bands have been restricted. You know, you've seen bands do a lot of sort of like live streaming that's become a thing at the moment. We've got friends that are in bands that are doing that, and it's good to see people getting out there, but it's has hit the music industry hard, and it's hit local venues hard over here as well. So, you know, I'm excited to get back out and play the small venues and just sort of like get everyone back up there, like small bands, small venues, everyone getting back out there, man.
Yeah, because you guys keep having a serious shutdown. Like, we're kind of weird over here in the States because, I don't know, it depends on what town you're in. You know, it's not even what state over here. It's like, I can tell you the town I'm in had different rules than the town 5 minutes away.
it's absolutely mad. Like, we had that for a bit over here where it was sort of, you know, a county that we live in, you could travel around in that county, but you couldn't go across the boundaries of that county. But then you'd go to like the next county, could do whatever they wanted. It was really weird, and it's been really confusing as well. So, you know, we're just coming out of our little zone that we're in now. So lockdown is easing off. Pubs are opening. We're allowed back inside a pub now, which is tip nice. Top. That's a good stepping stone. And it's just a case of like, hopefully everyone sort of like appreciates it and follows the boundaries closely, and we can start moving out of it a bit quicker and getting back to bigger things, really.
Yeah, no doubt, because definitely over here, the rebels are the ones that are like slowing us down. But of course, you know, this country was founded on being a rebel.
Well, I mean, we're usually sort of like rule followers. So hopefully, I think everyone's tired of it. And I think it's gone through the phase now of everyone sort of, you know, going through that phase of being bored of the rules and sort of wanting to break. And so now everyone's realized that if they keep breaking them, then it's only going to be worse. So fingers crossed. That's the only thing you can really do nowadays, is just keep your fingers crossed and do the best you can as individuals and just think of the bigger picture, really. I think that's the only way forward.
No doubt. And, you know, it's funny because I kind of look at punk rock as the guideline, and you're going to laugh why. I was talking about this the other day. You know, when I was younger, punk rock was always against government. And right now, punk rock's the one saying, hey, listen to government and do this so we can get back to normal. So that just tells you how silly it is to rebel against it, because the biggest rebels of all are not rebelling.
Yeah, I've got a couple of friends that are definitely punk rock, and they're sort of like, they're really on board with just kind of going, guys, like, let's just seriously do this now and like, let's not mess around. And I think that's a testament to, like what you said, I think it's a testament to how serious it's got, and how it's sort of, we need to just bang our heads together and go, look, if you want to do the things you miss and you want to go and enjoy the things that you have enjoyed doing prior to all of this, then just do what you need to do to get back to it, really.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think we'll all be better off, because listen, live music is the best therapy there is. So if we want to solve all the world's problems, we need to have some live music.
Oh, mate, I'm going crazy. Like, I'm in a catch 22. Sort of like, part of me is excited to go and play shows, but part of me is like, oh, don't book too many shows, because you want to go and watch the other bands as well and enjoy the sort of music and just being part of the crowd. So yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be, if it does work out and we're back by the end of this year, or whether it be early next year, I my personal diary is going to be absolutely insane with booking tickets and hopefully playing shows as well. So we'll see.
You know what's so funny about you saying that? Because three of the festivals I do every year, they're like the three of the biggest festivals in the U.S. And they're not doing haven't decided yet, but they said they're probably not doing a media tent this year. But I can go. And I'm like, I called up people. I'm like, dude, I'm going to be able to go to these festivals and not have to work.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can go and enjoy it and have some beers and stuff like that. It's mad. Sort of, there's festivals over here that are sort of like, but some big festivals and sort of like smaller festivals that are announcing lineups, and it's sort of like, do we book tickets? Do we not book tickets? You know. And I think it's the same from fans as it is to bands. Sort of like, no one really wants to book anything. They want to support it, but they're too nervous about whether it's going to fall over or not. But yeah, I think again, I'm gonna, if it all comes, I'm gonna have tickets to absolutely every show I can get my hands on.
No doubt.
I think I'm gonna end up booking a tour of just me going to shows to watch, let alone touring with my own band. So
that would be so. That would be cool. That would be pretty cool, actually. That would be pretty funny. I am at the point. Yeah. I'm at the point too. Like, I don't even care what kind of music it is. Like.
I totally understand that.
It's like, I'm not even picky. I don't care if it's one of the artists that I don't like at all. Just the energy of being at a live show, I don't care.
Yeah. Like, I've always pop stars have always got to have massive production and money behind them. And I'm always like, just playing music and stuff. But I'm just kind of like, I want to see the biggest show I can possibly see, like, no matter how small it is or whatever. I just want to go and see a show, man. Like, yeah, just watch a band sort of throw down and give it their all, because bands are going to be putting on such big shows as well. Like, not production terms, not necessarily, but just their characters are just going to be thriving off it, and they're going to be absolutely smashing it, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
No doubt. I think...
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I've been saying all along that we're going to get some of the best music out of this period of time, number one. And then when we get back, like, there's going to be a whole new appreciation for live music and live events. And I think it's going to just, like, recharge the whole industry.
Yeah, I was chatting to a friend of mine the other day, and I was saying it's sad, but it's been a good sort of, like, reset for music followers, and I think especially over in the UK, it was really hard for small upcoming bands to really not just play shows but get fans to shows. There was a sort of like a spiral down of people sort of not having the money or venues being hard to book shows, and it was really hard from everyone. And I think now it's sort of opened up people's eyes to kind of go in, now they've not been able to have it, you know, when it comes back, I think people are going to appreciate what they could have lost almost, and go out and support music a bit more, and hopefully it should be amazing.
Absolutely. And so tell us, you know, you have new music now. Tell us about the new music. Tell us what it's like even to make new music during this pandemic with all the restrictions.
Yes, we've got a single coming up, and it was a really weird, I want to say exciting, but the general sense of it was really weird. We booked time in a studio, and obviously we had serious guidelines that we had to follow, and there was sort of like a lot of sort of pre-planning to it. And we actually recorded the single up in Reading. So we're down in a place called Kent. So we're down the southeast of England. We traveled up to sort of like around London area, but we all had to travel separate. And me and the other Edwin, our other vocalist, we commuted by train separately. The others had to drive up separately, face masks, all the works that went with it. And we had to record on separate days. So it was a really weird. I mean, I only actually saw Edwin through the whole recording process of it. We recorded with a guy called Simon Jackman. And he was really cool. He was so professional through the whole thing. But yeah, it was a bizarre. It was just a bizarre experience because I only saw 50% of the band, and he was the other vocalist. So it was exciting. And it was weird for CJ and Simon, the guitarist and the drummer. It was weird for them because they went up on day one and they laid down the instrumentals for it, but they didn't hear the full track until they got the first mix back. I think it was like a week later. So yeah, it was a lot of trust on the producer for it. And there was a lot of trust on us as individuals to sort of know that we would go and do our roles right and just sort of throw it down. And yeah, it's exciting. I'm excited for everyone to hear the sort of the direction we've taken. It's still Seek Harbor, but it's, I think with the first stuff, we sort of were finding our feet. And I think with this song, it's almost setting the precedence of, we know who we are now, we know what we want to do, and it's sort of laying that first paving slab really into our journey and showing who we are.
You know, and it says so much that you could record this song and basically all be separate. It says a lot about you guys as a band. And I think that's probably what helped you guys get your footing, because, you could all be individuals, and let's see what all the individuals put together without, you know, having been all together. And I think once you do, you know, once things are opened up where you're doing things normally, you're just going to be that much tighter of a band. It's like this was a test. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it has been a testament to us as friends, as a band. It's especially when you can't, it's hard to sort of meet up, and we've not been able to meet up and have that interaction where it's like, I'm not really too sure about this, I'm not really too sure that. A lot of it is emails and WhatsApp groups, and you know, we've got James from Savior Management, who we have a chat group with, and you can only type stuff out and text so much without starting to you can't truly get your meaning through with that. And we leave voice notes, and it just gets so bombarded with everyone's opinions that it's a real testament that we've actually been able to go and do it, and do it where we're happy with it, and we're truly walking away from it going, yes, like, we're all so excited to get this track out, because of the work we've put into it. And it's, you know, if we could the WhatsApp group public for people to read, it would show everything. But yeah, hopefully the song stands out and people love it.
I'm sure they will, and you guys are badass. And I gotta say too, like, it's so hard to feed off of each other, even if you're doing it virtually. Like, there's nothing that takes a place for being in the same room physically and feeding off each other as musicians.
Yeah, 100%. And like I say, we've started doing that this week. And the worst part about it, dude, is that we all live in the same town, and the town we live in has got, like, I think it's like 30,000 people capacity. It's like quite a small town in the grand scheme of things. And we all live sort of about a 20-minute walk away from each other. And that's what's so frustrating about it, is that we can't go and really see each other. Well, I mean, we can a little bit now, but at the time of recording that track, we couldn't. And it's something we're definitely going to look back on and be like, that was a weird time, but look what we took out of it, and look what we made from it. And I think we'll always look back at that and sort of really be proud of it, I suppose, is what we'll do.
Yeah, so a lot of times with artists that have been around for a long time, I'll ask them a question in my interviews, like, if you had one story, good or bad, in your whole musical career that you would talk about when you're like 80 or 90, to your grandkids, what would it be? And this period of time for you guys definitely is going to be, and for a lot of people, this is going to be the story you tell about how you made this music during a global pandemic without even being able to engage with each other.
Yeah, 100%. And it's like, you know, I think I speak for all of us in Sea Carver as well, is that we've all done music from such a young age. And we've all been in previous bands where the main objective is like, I want to be in a band, I want to be a rock star, and I want to get signed and do all this rock and roll stuff. And we started this band sort of kind of going, you know, we're of an age now, let's just make music and enjoy it. And it's a real testament to, like, you have to be enjoying it, because here we are, we started a band, we put the music out to the world, we got signed to a management label in the middle of a pandemic. Like, it's just an insane journey already. And we're so, you know, we're on the doorstep of the journey that we're taking. And hopefully it goes beyond that, and it goes on so far, further far. But yeah, it's just, we'll always look back on it, and it will be a story to tell to kids and grandkids and whatever else. But yeah, it's exciting, man.
Wouldn't it be kind of wild if you did a radio interview, let's say 20 years from now, and whoever's interviewing you, like, wasn't even alive or and was too young to even remember this. And they're like,
yeah,
okay, so how did things start for you guys? And you tell this story, and they'll be like, yeah, come on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It would almost be unbelievable, you know. Oh, yeah, we sort of like sent a few emails between each other and wrote a few songs and then got signed to a management and then blah, 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 whatever else happened. But yeah, you wouldn't believe it. Like, I don't think, if my dad told me this story, I'd be like, come on, man. Seriously, yeah. Really?
Yeah, you know how many times I've had, like, my best friend of life have to verify things to my kids, because I'll tell them stories like, Because, listen, I was a teenager during the height of the Sunset Strip in the 80s, you know, and so I have some serious stories, and like I would tell my kids these stories and they're like, yeah, right, you know, and then I have to have like backup, like, okay, he was with me the whole time. You want to tell him? You want to verify?
That's it. Yeah, well, I'll be calling you up, man, and I'll be like that. here's my kid, tell him the truth.
Yeah, there you go, exactly.
yeah, I'll be recording these interviews.
There you go, absolutely. Because yeah, your kid ain't gonna believe it. Your kid will just think you're like blowing smoke.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. So tell everybody once again how they can reach out to you guys, connect on social media, check out your music, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so you can get us on all social media. It's simply at Seek Harbor. If you struggle to find it, look for the four ugly guys sort of stood in a row like One Direction. But no, check us out on all social media. We've got Facebook, Instagram. We've recently started out a TikTok as well. So that's something our other vocalist, Edwin's heavily involved in. So go and laugh at him on that. You can check all our music videos on YouTube. All our videos are pretty much courtesy of Dreambound as well. So they'll be putting out the next video. So yeah, go and check it out. And please, you know, like it, follow it, share it, do whatever you can. It really means the absolute world to us. The support we've had so much is amazing. And every bit of support we get from this day forth is always welcomed. And drop us a message as well. We'll happily talk to you all.
And I want to be clear with people here in America, because we don't spell things right. So it's the UK version of Harbor.
It is, yeah. It's the UK version of Harbor. Definitely.
So spell it Harbour.
That's it, yes. Yeah.
The way it's supposed to really be spelled, not the way Americans spell it.
Wow, that's open to interpretation. But we spell it the English way, so.
It's funny because I was married to an English girl, and it always used to freak me out when she would write words like realize and spell it with an S. And
Of course.
Yeah, we spell with Z, and we say it that way, realize. We don't say it like it's an S.
Yeah.
We say it like it's a Z. And it's just interesting. Sometimes you see stuff. I have a lot of English clients, and you see stuff when they write me emails and like looks so weird to me. And then I'm sure to them, they're looking at it as like, man, that looks weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really thought about that, actually. I think I'm just aware of like the different languages. So I'd sort of like just acknowledge it and take it for what it is. But I'm the worst at typing out anywhere. I'm the worst. The rest of the band will tell you, I sort of like, I have no inner spell check at all in my life. I'm the worst for it.
So if you're doing it, we don't even know if it's American, UK, or something made up then, right?
I know the way I spell it is definitely UK version, but generally my emails are bad. Like, you'll probably know that as much as anyone.
There you go. Well, it's been a pleasure once again. Thanks for some more great new music coming out, and you guys rock. And like, I have to tip my hat too to you know, the videos again. Like, it's amazing. So everybody's definitely got and check out your videos, because there's a reason people love them. And there's a reason people are watching them. And, you know, you guys got it too if you haven't seen it yet. And it is pretty cool, you know. Kudos to the people doing the videos, and kudos to Dreambound, because, man, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
No band practice, no live shows, and you're just kicking it on the videos there. And, I can't wait to see you live and see what really happens.
Cheers, man. Yeah, cheers, buddy. Like, Dreamband have been absolutely smashing it for us. Savior Management have been smashing it. We're recording a new music video literally in 2 days' time as well for the single coming out. So keep your eyes peeled. It will be out on Dreamband very, very soon. So keep your eyes peeled on the social media.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for the great music, and thanks once again for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
No, thank you for having me, man. And to all the listeners out there, keep listening to the station, man. Support this guy and keep listening to new music.
I love it. Thanks. You rock.
Cheers, buddy. Take care, man.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.